The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
If you go online and watch the video version of a Norfolk City Council meeting, you'll hear Mayor Paul Frame pass along this bit of information.
At the conclusion of the regular agenda, if you'd like to address the council on new business, you'll be given that opportunity.
But as we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project, there's no need to wait around expecting to see that open comment period.
When city council meetings in Norfolk and Virginia Beach are aired online and on TV, the video feed cuts off once the official agenda items are over.
Okay, that concludes the formal portion of tonight's agenda.
And Katie, it's that conclusive click that closes the show.
That means that unless you attend a meeting in person, you won't be able to watch the public forum period. Eric Hartley wrote an article about this in the Virginian Pilot.
And as you mentioned, this is the case in Norfolk and in Virginia Beach. So the question is, why not show the open comment period?
Council members say the reasoning behind this is that they don't want to give residents a public forum to advance their own political or personal causes that might have nothing to do with city business. One councilman said he had even heard stories of residents in other cities who used the public comment section to advertise their businesses or even plug a garage sale because they knew that the remarks would be publicly aired.
Even so, a council's reasoning on this leaves some people unsatisfied.
Right. Megan Ryan, the executive director of the Virginia Coalition for Open Government, she says all cities need to air the meetings in their entirety if they're going to air them. She says that it's the city's responsibility to provide a neutral record of the meeting, and if they're not airing everything that happens, they're not doing that.
Well, of course, the precise nature of responsibility here is arguable on both sides, but what's very clear is what the law says.
Virginia doesn't actually require that the meetings be aired. And in addition to that, it also doesn't require that the meetings even allow a general comment period. Other states have that requirement, but Virginia doesn't.
Our next story also relates to government transparency, but in a different context. There's a bill in the General Assembly that would allow local governments to keep the names of police officers secret.
Republican Senator John Cosgrove has proposed a bill that would allow all Virginia law enforcement officers' names to be withheld from the public. And this is something experts say is the first bill of its kind like this in the country. The bill would exclude the names of law enforcement and fire marshals from mandatory disclosure under the Virginia Freedom of Information Act and instead make them a personnel record.
Why does the senator say he wants to do this?
This is a part of a growing movement within the law enforcement community to protect officers from danger and what they describe as growing contempt towards police officers. They're worried someone will single out an officer and harm them or harm their family.
This bill is opposed by open government advocates, but it has the support of the Virginia State Police Association and the Virginia Sheriff's Association. Governor McAuliffe has not said whether he would sign it. Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.